Hello, this is WMUC-FM College Park, and we're going to get started with the PSA.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
Hello, hold on one second. We need to get our mic. Why did we never do this? Also, is anyone talking? I can't hear.
Hello.
Hold on.
Hello. It's moving.
The microphone is actively moving. Oh, there it goes. Wait, say something.
Hello?
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 I think it's
working. I see the arrow things moving.
Guys, they better soundproof this place, actually, because...
No. The funny part is, like, the noise isn't actually coming from in here. The noise
no,
is coming
not.
From the window being open.
It is soundproof. Okay, but
the window in the recording studio is open, and the window in here is open. So what you're hearing right now, if you can, is the music coming from the window, not from the walls.
That sucks, guys. But let me tell you, not closing the window anytime soon.
No, it is boiling.
It's so hot,
and it is 8 p.m. So.
I don't think there's air conditioning in here. Question mark, and let me literally look up the temperature.
Like, we have an army of fans behind us. There's a wusu, there's one of those long skinny fans, and then there's like a square fan.
Yeah, an army of fans. That's our show.
An army of fans.
It's 84 degrees and rising slowly. No, that's the pressure. So basically, a lot of, like, quintessential UMD buildings don't have air conditioning. Dining Hall, McKeldin Library, to name a few.
I was dying. I went both of those today.
I literally feel like that's where I go. I'm always, like, going from one to the other.
Yeah, and I was sweating, let me tell you.
Ooh. So not fun. Not cute. Okay, so we are narcoleptic insomnia.
Yes.
We've been doing this for a while now.
I know.
But
also we're
kind of new. Like, we're new this semester, kind of, on
FM. I feel experienced, but I'm not.
I feel like we know what we're doing. And I just feel like we have a lot of fun.
I feel like, yeah, like, we could train somebody. Actually, that's a little ambitious, because I don't know what any of these things do.
That's fair.
We only speak. We don't play
music. We do not play music, but if you want a talk show, actually, don't copy us.
Yeah,
no, can. It's just ours will be...
That's plagiarism.
Yeah,
like, ours will automatically be better, because ours is the original. It's like the book before the movie, you know?
Yeah, and we are the book. Someone in the hallway was like, are you guys, or they were like, are you about to do, like, a digital show? And I was like, no. I think they may have been training or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
That's sweet. I think, yeah, I always see, like, yeah, like, that duo next door.
Yeah. I think it's sister-brother time.
Sibling.
Yeah, fun. Also, I'm chewing gum. I think that's really stupid. I hope you can't hear it. And if you can, I hope you like it. I don't know. Okay, so today... Well, we haven't seen each other all day.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's new for us.
Yeah.
So, like, I actually genuinely just have, like, a funny story. Which never happens to me.
No, please share. I'm
so
listening.
Okay. And I just feel like this sums up a lot of, like, this past week's theme of, like... I don't know, like, something divine.
Something
like,
divine.
The fate is aligning in a bad way.
Bad way.
Where, like, bad things are happening. So, okay, let me paint you a picture. 90 degrees, first of all. And I wanted to walk from my class in the computer science instructional center to South, because I was like, I should eat, because I'm planning on studying for a very long time.
Yeah.
It's lunchtime. So I'm gonna make the trek to South.
Wait, like,
though
what time of
it will
day
kill
is
me.
It?
2 p.m.
Okay.
Will kill me.
Okay.
So I'm sweating, and I'm like, oh, South doesn't have air conditioning. I remember this. And then I was like, well, what if I went into LaFrac for a second to, like, cool off and, like, pee. This was, like, my crazy plan. I don't know. I don't know, guys. I'm weird. And I was like, okay, I'm approaching LaFrac. I'm like, I'm going to go and pee.
I mean, it's right next door.
Yeah, and I wanted to cool off. And then this guy comes up next to me, and I'm like, he starts talking to me, and I'm like, wait, what? Not aware of what's happening. He starts saying, like, you're in something, something, and he starts saying numbers, and I'm like, what? And I start being like, I think you have the wrong person. Like, I'm not who you wanted to talk to. And he's like, no, you're in my stat class.
Oh.
And no, he said, you're the girl in my stat class, because there's, like, two.
Seriously, get out.
And I'm immediately just like, oh, okay. And then he's like, are you ready for the exam?
Seriously?
Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. Do not speak to me. I'm so sorry, guys. But, like, it was just, I don't know. I'm really hot. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm going to go in there and pee. I didn't say that, but I was thinking it. And I went in there. And then I was like, well, shoot. What if he's going to South? I'm like, oh, what if I see him in there? That's really awkward. It's like, oh, I just wanted to, like, run away and hide, which is true, for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, okay, just suck it up. Don't let this man scare you. Go to South, girl. I go in, immediately run into Boyf, and I'm like, oh, thank God. And because I was having
safe.
A bad day, I was safe. I was like, he was like, oh, let's sit together, and I go find his stuff. I put my
stuff down.
My shield. I put my stuff down. I turn to my right. Who is at the same table? This man. He's like, oh. And I'm like,
no.
I literally just say, oh, I'm meeting with my boyfriend. And then I leave. And I don't know if he was, like, hitting on me. It's unwanted conversation with a man, which I just never want.
Yeah.
You know, in really,
like,
a lot of circumstances.
I know, and I always feel, like, bad. Well, okay. It's, like, half the time I feel bad and half the time I'm, like, get away from me.
No, it's,
or
I switch up. Like, sometimes I might entertain the conversation. Like, and in this class, I don't really have much to gain because I already have friends. But if it's a class where, like, I don't have any friends, and it would be beneficial to, like, study with someone, sure.
Exactly.
But not this one, not this man, never seen you before in my entire life.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are.
Also, like, why do people do that?
No, I would never go up to someone on the street.
And ask them about
I would never
class?
Do that.
No.
And then I would never sit at the same table as them. But
no.
But this is how life happens. And I literally felt like that vine when, like, this man sneezed in, like, a grocery store, and the woman was like, I have a boyfriend. That's how I felt. But honestly, valid. And she's so valid for that. Why would he sneeze next to her unless he wanted her?
Get out.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I do want to say, I feel like the warm weather has been making people chatty. Like, super chatty. Like, I be passing people, like, I usually don't wave hi to, and they will wave hi to me first. And I'll be like, oh my god, like, oh hi.
Oh, hello.
Because, like, you know, I'm not expecting it. Like, usually I have a few seconds to prepare myself.
Yeah.
But then it's like, whoa, they said hi. Whoa, wait.
Yeah,
oh,
that's fair.
Oh my god.
And then you're thinking about it the rest of the day.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, in the winter, like, nobody, like, really says hi to people on the street. Like, you do if it's, like, your close friend. But it's, like, if it's an acquaintance, you're, like, huddled up in your little coat, like, no, like, I don't want to talk to anyone.
More people are going to class. I just felt like when it was warmer, I just felt like more people were just out going to class.
Yes.
Or maybe, you know, just out. More people are out.
I know, more people are out, but I do also think, like, more people are just, like, chatty. Like,
they're
just, like, they want to talk.
They want to talk.
Including me. Like,
I think a big difference,
I'm
too,
more open.
We might linger outside. We might be like, oh, instead of just a hi, let me get my butt inside because it's freezing. It's like, oh, how's your day going? Yeah,
yeah.
Like, whatever. And, like, maybe you talk for, like, 5 minutes because we want to linger because it's warm.
Warm.
I think we are pro warm weather.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people complaining very heavily today.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, it sucks when an already hot building doesn't have air conditioning. That will get me. And when the school's only library doesn't have air conditioning, that gets me. But, I mean, there's really no better feeling than stepping outside your door and you just keep going. Like, you don't hesitate at all. Your body doesn't, like, seize up. You just keep going because it's warm out.
Yeah.
And your body is 98 degrees and you're like, yes. I don't know.
Yes. Love the warm
It just feels
weather.
Natural.
I just feel like, yeah, it's always, like, when I'm, like, one in one, like, extreme, I'm always thinking about the other. Like,
oh, yeah.
What, like, I can't imagine, like, today, which it wasn't even that hot today, let's be real.
It's,
like,
it can
it's
get
not,
hotter.
Like, summer hot yet. It's more, like, late spring hot in my personal opinion.
It can get
opinion.
Hotter.
But I was thinking, like, oh, like, because I'll be walking the same paths I did as when I was, like, freezing and there was snow
Your
on
old
the ground.
Self.
I know. So I'm like, wait, like, but how was it when it was snowing? Like, I forgot how I felt. And I was,
literally
I'll do
me.
This both
Literally
temperatures.
Me.
Like, how was it when I was warm? I don't remember. Like,
so funny.
I don't know.
And it kind of helps a little bit. I think about this story that my mom tells me of when she, like, had to walk to school, I don't know, elementary school, middle school, whatever,
yeah.
And it would just be, like, really freaking cold, and they would, like, go through, wait, where was it? They would go through, like, Cross Street Market, so a little Baltimore lore, but they would, like, pretend, they would, like, basically, like, set a scene, like, oh, no, we're at the beach, and, like, the wind's blowing in our hair, and, like, the ocean breeze, and, like, oh, the sand is so hot on my feet, oh, it's so hot, even though they were, like, freezing.
Yeah, no, literally.
So a little, like, fantasizing. I do that both ways. I'm like, well, what if it was just, like, freezing cold?
Yeah.
Yeah, just picture, like, a nice, an ice cube.
An ice cube. But, like, yeah, it's not necessarily that I want that. Like, I don't know
no.
if I want the snow back right now.
No.
But I'll just be like, oh, like, I forgot what it was like, you know?
I do that, too.
Yeah.
I think it makes us who we are. We're very reflective.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Ugh. That's funny. Because, yeah, whatever. Whatever.
I know.
This I'm
fan
a fan.
Is, like, sustaining me.
I'm a fan
I'm
of
like,
this fan.
A fan
I'm
fan.
A fan of the weather. I'm a fan of what it does to people.
Mm-hmm.
Socially.
Yeah.
Maybe romantically. was that a good pivot?
Oh, that was, so
was that a smooth transition? I think one thing we did, like, kind of plan this episode before,
just
very
a
briefly.
Bit.
But, like, the one thing we agreed on was, like, ow, that just burned my leg.
Oh, don't. Oh, no.
It's
no.
like some machine.
No.
Okay.
My God. Oh.
That's fine.
Who?
What is that? Okay. We were talking about spring, mid April, and what it does to, like, relationships.
Yeah.
Or. Lack thereof.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think, like, it's just, like, spring is a time of change.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
April is, like, when it gets, like, warmer and people start to really feel that spring.
Yeah,
March is, like, it's a little cold. Like, people are still,
oh, yeah.
like, recovering from the winter. So I don't even,
yeah.
like,
March is winter in my mind.
That.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and, like, even in the calendar, like, I don't think it's officially
It is still winter. Yeah.
21st.
I don't believe in the calendar.
I don't know.
It's definitely March. I don't believe in the seasons by the calendar. It's always a month off.
Yeah, and I mean, it's also, like, this is Maryland. Like, this is, we're talking Maryland weather specifically. Like, obviously,
yeah.
like, Miami, Florida is
yeah,
going to be
come
like
on, guys. Yeah.
But,
we experience all four seasons, and
yeah.
so there are changes.
It's getting a little warmer. People are like, I want some change.
Mm.
So, some people want to be
what does that mean?
A little, like, oh, like, free me from my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But also, some people
mm-hmm.
are like, free me from my singleness.
That's, yeah. Essentially,
yeah.
it's one or the other.
Ooh, yeah.
And even if nothing happens, you're thinking about it.
Oh,
I
yeah.
know everyone is thinking about it. I've heard people who've never brought up, like, romantic relationships in their life bring it up. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Hi. Yeah,
ooh.
Like, changing.
Cool.
Yeah.
yeah. That's
yeah.
crazy. Specifically... I will notice, again, with the people being out, I will notice the couples
yeah.
being out.
Yeah.
It's a lot, lots of, like, pair activities
mm-hmm.
right now.
Lots of coupleness.
And, like, where we live, so much, so
yeah.
much. And it's, and, like, it makes sense. And might I point out where we live? Lots of benches. This is important. Because genuinely, I feel like we're conducting like a field study. Like the amount of couples that I've seen on benches that look like they're about to break up, or they are actually actively in the process of breaking up, is crazy. It has to be at least like four in the past 2 days, and that's a lot.
It's always like something about the body language. Like
No. Oh my god.
Oh.
I kind of want to air out this random couple's business.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I mean, they will never know.
I don't even know who they are. But there's this one bench right outside of my dorm. Very popular bench.
Very popular
bench. In lots of ways. And I don't know. I was getting back from something. It was like 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
I leave my door. Oh, well, there's a couple sitting out on that bench.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I could just tell something was afoot.
Oh, no.
And I was like, ooh, this doesn't look good.
Oh,
let me get inside.
Poor baby.
I leave an hour later. They're still there.
Yeah.
An hour later, I go back. They're still there. She's in his lap crying.
Oh.
And I don't, like, that's, oh my goodness.
They're doing some growling next door.
Rage room.
Yeah, feeling the
growl if you like whatever music that is. I don't know.
I actually don't know.
So, yeah, really tragic. I hope they, well, maybe they need to break up. I don't want to say I hope they weren't breaking up, because sometimes it's for the best.
I hope it was for the best.
I hope it was for the best.
Yeah. I want to say, like, there's a door. There's a bench next to my door.
Yes.
That's, like, also a very popular bench, but I want to say that this is a friend bench.
Wait, yeah. Like, I was just going to say, I saw, like, two guys on it, and they were like having a good time.
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
I always see like two girls, two guys, even like a girl and a guy, but like you can tell it's like platonic kind of situation.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, aw, like you guys are friends. Like, just like
share
again,
a laugh.
Like body language.
Yeah. You can tell.
You can tell.
It's like I knew they were fighting, and I knew they weren't like sharing a moment.
Yeah.
It was a body language.
Language.
Last night as well, I was out there. Literally, like,
another couple?
Like two? And two different benches.
Oh, no.
One of them seemed chill. Like, it's okay. One of them, it seemed like they were out there for a long time.
Oh, no.
Not really facing each other. And I'm nosy. And I was like,
I'm nosy,
but then it's, like, you kind of have to, like, tiptoe around them. Like, you can't put down your blanket right next to that, you know? Like, you have to be, like, aware.
I know, that's the thing, like, about a bench. Like, it's public, guys.
But it is public.
But people act like it's private.
Right.
So it's, like, okay, like, yes, she's, like, crying on his lap. But, like,
everyone can see.
So it's, like, I don't know. Sometimes I, like, question.
I do question.
Like.
I do.
But it's also, like, maybe it was, like, someone was, like, something was sprung up on the other person. They
maybe.
Didn't even know sitting on that bed. Like, maybe it was just, like,
one person's
idea.
And then they're probably an idiot. I don't know. Just putting that out there.
I know.
And I do want to say, it's very hard to find alone time in college. Like, maybe both of them have roommates that never leave the room.
Yeah.
And that sucks. Where else are you going to break up? To be honest,
that's
to be so honest,
true.
Where else are you going to do it?
Honestly,
I don't know.
I don't.
Like a field in the middle of Prince George's County.
Honestly, kick your roommate out.
Honestly, guys. Okay, stop. Just tell them I need to break up real quick.
Or, like,
I'm so sorry.
Just, like,
sorry.
I need the room. Like, bro, can you just get out
it's
for,
not
like,
that serious.
A little bit? Like, I need to do something really important.
Hold on. I need to do something. Like, yeah. And if anything, it would make your roommate relationship closer, probably.
Exactly.
Open communication.
Yeah.
So, basically, our hypothesis has been proven correct. I feel like we started this back when we were, like, 17.
Because it was happening.
Yeah, the breakups and the get-togethers and the, like, yeah, just starting, changing. Just changes. Spring
like,
is change.
Yeah. Because then, like, summer, like, people are like, okay, like, I'm ready.
You want to be in a comfortable, like, an established state. You want to be like,
exactly.
It's a boyfriend summer. Or you want to be like, it's a single summer.
Yes. That is how, like, hot girl summer came to be.
Yes.
Like,
we want to be established.
Exactly. No matter which end you're at.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah.
Oh, this is silly. I wrote down so many things to talk about, which I think just reflects the state of my brain right now. But I wrote spring breakups on benches, and then I wrote I'm fascinated with benches lately. They really are fascinating. Like, I mean, someone could do, I don't know what, I don't know the words I'm looking for, but some kind of study on, not study, I don't know, like benches. You could do a little, benches. Like, what, like a piece.
Is a like bench a writing. Third space?
Right,
is
something like that, something, space? Guys. Someone bring the idea
and
home.
And then there's, like, those, like, hostel architecture benches. Where right, they right, have, right, like, right, the railing yes, in the middle. Yes. That's something, too.
And you know, because there's some benches people will sit on, and some no one will sit on. I'm talking, like, comfort factor, shade factor.
Yeah.
Does the bench have a back factor?
Yeah, even if we think about where we live, like, there's yeah, so many benches
but
there.
But I don't go to some of them.
I don't go to some of
and
them.
And why is that?
Yeah, that's a big question. Like, some areas, I think, is just, like, too foot traffic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't want like, that. We want to feel, like, safe.
Yeah, like, I know some of them are, like, right by certain entrances and exits or something.
Bad vibes.
And people won't go there.
Yeah.
And then the ones without the backs. Like, that's just a comfort thing.
Why would someone do that?
But, yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, this is fun.
Benches.
Benches.
Sorry, I could talk about
like,
this, like,
seriously,
all
is this interesting? I mean, yeah, and, like, the homeless, benches. Well, yeah. Anti.
Yeah.
Like, what's up with that? Oh.
I know. And then it's, like, you can only fit, like, 3 people on a bench. Like,
right.
I, like,
someone
okay,
has to sit on the curb.
Someone has to sit
who's
on,
gonna
like,
sit on the curb?
Oh, no. Or, like, then 2 people, like, they have random space in the middle. Mm-hmm. Or they have to sit, like, right next to each other. Which I think both is really weird.
It's like when you sit on the same side of the table as your person.
Exactly.
Like, oh.
Yeah,
okay.
And another thing I was really thinking about, which is, like, huge on this campus,
yeah,
is shade.
Ooh,
like,
okay.
Because I feel like in some areas, like, not on campus, like, I think right down Walmart Ave, you know, like, there is
no shade. And I think that affects so much.
I know, like, I just don't know if people go there.
No, people like shade.
People like shade. Like, that's why they go out there at night. That's why it's, like, a huge
right,
thing. Like, oh, like, let's go to,
the
like,
night, yeah, the sun can't hurt you.
No, but, like, there's no shade over there, and that's why everyone, I think, is out and about, but, like, on campus. And
on
not
campus,
out and about, like, off campus.
Even, yes, I 100% agree, and I'd argue a lot of, like, North Campus just doesn't give shade.
Oh,
and
no,
a lot of, like, walks around, there's just not that many trees.
A lot of, like stairs.
Just not good. No, I think avoid. And even, like, McKeldin Mall, it's all sun except for the edge, and you'll see everyone's clustered on the edge. It's so cute.
Edge.
Like,
yeah,
we like the shade.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, I was talking to Liam about that. I was like, genuinely, shade makes or breaks. I'm thinking about, like, a house.
Yeah.
Like, the quality of, like, a yard.
Yeah.
When it has shade. Ugh, unmatched. And then, if it doesn't, I don't want it.
No, like,
I don't
give
know,
me a tree.
Just one.
Like, just
one. Like.
Hello?
Or there's a spot on campus. It's in between, like, the chapel and, like, Harford.
Mm-hmm.
That little. And there's so many beautiful trees. And it's just, like, the shade quality is unmatched. Horrible place to, like, plop down a blanket. But just for passing
but, like,
by.
Shade?
So
yeah,
beautiful. Like, big trees.
Yes.
So beautiful.
Because, like, for real, like, when it's this hot out, I'm actually, like, when I'm out in the sun, I'm like, where's the next shade? Like, going
yes,
to class,
where's
I'm
the
like,
next
where's
shade?
The next shade? And actually, there's a lot, so I'm
yeah,
grateful.
That's good.
I'm very grateful.
Where we go.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the cute side of campus.
Oh, yeah.
The better. But, yeah, like, you can't really do things in the middle of the day as well in summer. Okay, well, I was just having a conversation at work with my, like, 30-year-old coworkers. I don't know. And they were just, like, they were kind of hating, and it was making me mad. And they were, like, this one lady was from Florida. She lives in Florida. And she's, like, I think I'm built for the winter.
What?
No, you're not. No, I'll tell you right now. You live in Florida. You are not. And she was, like, winter is great for, like, introverts. And I'm, like, eh. And I, okay, I do sometimes feel like the summertime brings a certain pressure. Okay, this is another thing I wrote down. Expectations and how to strike a balance in having enough drive to, like, I'm talking summer plans, nothing serious, but, like, if you have expectations for things you want to do this summer, how you want to have fun with your friends, how do you strike a balance between having the motivation to, like, make things happen and having too high expectations and then getting disappointed?
There's a lot of, disappointment has been a big thing for me recently. Even, like, family vacation. Sometimes it's, like, planning stuff like that is, like,
Well, you have to plan it in advance. And then I think the most fun thing is, like, a spontaneous trip. And obviously a family vacation isn't going to be that. And it kind of takes some of the fun out of it in that way. And then also you can't really know what you're going to be like in a few months. You could be in, like, a terrible place, and then you're just going to be like, oh, no, I have to go on this trip.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think of, like, you know, the perspective of, like, a working adult.
Is this, like, privileged?
Who doesn't have summers off, and is, like, okay, like, you work year-round, so it's, like, it doesn't, like, summer isn't that great, because you can't really go outside unless you're, like, on a weekend or something.
That's true.
So I'm just trying to go from that perspective. So it's like, because then, like, for winter, like, okay, there's winter break.
Yeah.
And, like, most people take off for Christmas. Most people get off for Christmas. And then for the summer, there's somewhat, people usually have, like, a sort of summer equivalent if they
can. Like, oh, I'll take off a week.
Yeah,
whatever.
Like, to go on, like, family vacation or something. So I don't know. I was thinking about it from that perspective, I guess.
So
and I
true.
Don't know how I would
Ooh.
Feel. Because I do love, like, a winter, like, break, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of, like, a given. There's something nice about the fact that everyone's off. Now, whatever, it's centered around Christian holidays.
Yeah.
Yes. But it is something, like, everyone does kind of shut down during that time. Everything shuts down is what I mean.
Yeah, it's, like, a very American thing, even if it is Christian.
Yeah. Everything shuts down. Very whatever. And there's nothing like that in the summer. And I think from our perspective with, like, friends doing who knows what, it's like, oh, this friend is away this week. Oh, this is... I don't know. Actually, when I'm saying this, I just sound really, like, privileged and annoying. I don't know, guys. This is my life. Like, I don't know. This is what I'm thinking about. Like
that's
what is everyone doing this summer?
That's why one of our topics was selfishness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I like talking about me, but I also like talking about, like, other people that's not me. It's like, I don't know. Like,
sometimes you don't have the capacity to think about anyone else.
Exactly.
And that's... And some people don't have that privilege, but we very much do.
Yeah.
We really don't have to think about other people on the daily.
I know.
If you don't want to.
And I think that's, like, a big thing for Gen Z. Like, there's just so much time.
True.
That exists. It's like, there's so much time that, like, you almost have to be thinking about yourself. It's, like, the only way to stay productive.
Yeah.
Like, how can I be a better person?
That's true. And I'm wondering, like, what that is. Is it just our individual, like, are we becoming more individual as a society? I feel like these have,
I
don't know.
I was just thinking, like, it's just, like, the, like, space of the world, like, it's just the condition of the world that we live in right now.
There's more people than there's ever been.
I know.
I mean, that's always going to be true.
And, like, I'm thinking about, like, the U.S., like, look at our economy, look at, like, okay, thinking about people our age, like, okay, we're in school, so there's not that much we can do about that, but, like,
yeah,
and then we're not, like, in the corporate world or anything, well, like, I guess the older Gen Z are, but whatever.
Right.
So we're not really thinking about that yet. Like, it's, like, a very in-between
position. On, like, the cusp of things,
like,
potentially making changes. Not to say that you can't make a change now, but it can feel a little bit like...
I know, because it's like...
I don't know.
Most of us aren't married.
Yeah.
Most of us don't have children. So then what do we think about ourselves?
We don't have people dependent on us, unless you do. But...
Yeah.
Just me and you don't.
I know.
I don't know. But, like, I think it's very... And I also just think I don't know. I remember learning about this at one point where, like, the different phases of, like, enlightenment or something. Mm. No, that's wrong. Like, self-awareness. I don't know. Mm. That's so... Just disregard. Can I hit the dumb button? No, it's fine. Anyway, I think the being in your, like, early 20s, late teenager, yeah. like, you are thinking about yourself because you don't really know who you are, and you need to figure that out, and time is ticking, and your brain is almost developed.
I know.
And then it's, like, the natural, I think that's something, like, the natural phase of being a human is, like, well, you're an anthropology major. like, when your brain is developed, you have more capacity to maybe have people dependent on you, like children.
I don't know. I feel like
want.
This is more psych, honestly.
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
Development.
Brain.
I don't know.
Neuroscience.
The difference is, I think, like the main thing, though, is, like, I don't understand why other generations seem to judge us so much.
Mm, okay. Yeah.
Like,
let's bring it back.
Like, the millennial, like, oh, like, I think they... They're always talking about, like, the Gen Z gate, like,
yeah.
gaze or something. Like,
the stare. The my parents stare. Talk about that.
Yeah. No, my parents don't even know what that
oh.
is. Like, my aunt was talking about this.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know. I just thought it was really weird.
Okay, let's try to break this down because... Oh, I just think there's so much at play here. When I hear the phrase, like, Gen Z stare, I'm thinking, like, you're working at... like Starbucks.
Yeah.
And you've just had like the craziest rush of your life and all of a sudden you're not really used to people talking to you maybe. Maybe it's all like mobile orders. Okay, sorry. Is this like very off topic? I don't know.
No,
but
no,
like
keep going.
And then someone is coming in and giving you like I feel like what is the alternative? Like what is the Gen Z stare? What would it be? Like are you really going to be like really peppy and really happy at your job that doesn't tip you well and you're working for a corporation that isn't treating you right and they don't care about you and you could slack off and it wouldn't affect you because it's, like, a freaking huge company,
I know.
Blah, blah, blah. It's not, like, a happy little small business where you're like, oh, sure, I'd love to get you that. Oh, yeah. You're just trying to make it through the day that barely pays you and you hate your life.
Yeah.
And it's very, like... I don't know. And yeah, you're going to stare at people because you're not happy because you don't like your job because you work at Starbucks.
Yeah, and like when you work at places like Starbucks, people are going to say stupid stuff.
Yes, yes.
To
it's
you.
Just like this. This is what I think of. I feel like it's a product of a lot of factors and it's not just like the general Gen Z being like, I don't know, rude. I don't think we're rude. I think we don't have social skills. That's a difference.
Yeah, and I also just I think, like, previous generations have been so invested in, like the capitalist grind set mindset.
Yes. Oh
like,
my God.
It's like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, you have to work. Like, I hear, like, I just feel like a lot of older generations really value, like, oh, like, I work this much time and
yeah.
I keep doing this.
Yeah,
like, it's,
my job is my life.
Yeah,
I love my job.
Yeah, like, it's huge thing to be, like, oh, yeah, like, I have, like, three jobs, and I also do this, and I do cardio on,
yeah.
like, every single day, blah,
or
blah,
or I've been at the same company for 30 years.
Exactly.
They love that. They love that.
But, like, I just think, like, now, like, just, like, in the current environment that we live in, even if, like, someone entered that very same job, like, it's unlikely that they would, like, earn enough to
yes, the
live.
Cost of living is higher. Housing costs are... insane.
So it's like if I'm doing the same thing that you did and not getting the results that you got and not being able to like sustain myself, then
yeah.
what's the point? So
the
it's almost like
living.
Okay, like a reaction to the bad cards we've been dealt.
It very much is, and this is really good for me to talk about before my exam. Yeah, things affect different generations differently, and so people just make decisions based on, like, what they think will affect them.
Yeah.
So, obviously, if you've been working at the same company for 30 years, and you've worked up your salary, they're not gonna fire you. The first people to get fired are the new workers,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And you're just not gonna have that same mindset, I guess, when... And I think job turnover is a lot higher for our generation, so people don't feel as attached to a company. It's not like, oh, you get into this company, they're going to treat you super well. Like, you don't
yeah.
know that. You could literally get fired the next day because of a lot of things. I don't know.
And I also feel like, I've been seeing, this might just be, like, what I've been seeing in, like, the media and, like, hearing from people, but I've just heard a lot of, like, it's almost like the corporate world or just, like, people, who, like, hiring people or whatever are, like, oh, like, Gen Z, they're lazy. Like, we don't want to hire them because they're lazy. And it's, I don't know.
Where does that come from? Are we lazy? I mean, I don't know. I think we are just, we're so young, how can we be one or the other? I think we're just a product of our environment. Like, I don't know. Shouldn't you guys understand that? Aren't you, like, old? Don't you guys have more wisdom than us? Why are you being mean and judgy?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm gonna be like, oh, what did you want in your coffee? Oh, you want it iced? Yeah, I hate my life. No, I don't, I'm not a barista, but.
No. I don't know, because it's also, like, is that a little bit selfish, too, to think that way? Like, oh, like, it's not my fault, like, it's, I'm a part
maybe we are selfish.
Maybe it is the selfishness, I don't know. Like, well, honestly, I have no idea.
Yeah, I think American culture as well prioritizes, like, happiness.
Yeah.
As, like, very much a thing. It's like, well, as long as you're happy. Yeah, as long as you're happy. I mean, that's, like, what my parents have always told me. That's what I live by in my life because I'm American.
Yeah, happiness.
And that's just not true. I mean, that's also a product of, like, the stage of development that we're in as a country. But there are other countries where they're in a different stage of development, and also happiness is not... Like, who cares if you're happy? Like, you genuinely need to contribute to this or that and, like, whatever. Like, it's just... I don't know. It's just different when... And I think happiness also puts a lot of emphasis on, like, individualism and, like, being solo maybe a bit more. And thinking about yourself. Because, I mean, and other people, just as a product of, like, you being happy. Like, yeah, I want a family to make me happy, you know?
Yeah.
Not, like, it's... I really can't even separate, like, any other mindset from that because I don't know any other mindset.
I know.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, what's the opposite of an individualist? Like, collectivist?
I don't know.
Is that what it is?
Something.
Group. It's like, I know, like, other, some other countries. Like, I know a lot of East Asian countries act like that. But I don't know anything about that because I didn't grow up there. And
right.
I don't know what the culture's like.
I don't know.
Which I think
but
is so interesting.
All I know is what I know.
Exactly.
And that's, like, yeah, I'm probably going to make a lot of decisions on me being happy or not. And sorry, and I bet a lot of other people are, too. So.
Yes.
I don't know.
See, okay, my question is, like, but what happens when you introduce this, like, I don't know how to describe it, but this Gen Z attitude, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to say that.
Sure.
To encapsulate it all into, like, relationships. Because I feel like...
Okay.
I'm, like, conflicted as to, like, how people... Like, people sacrifice for other people.
Yeah.
But then it's also, like, the Gen Z mindset tends to sway towards, like, this is about me, though. Like, I need
don't
to...
Don't sacrifice.
I have to put me first. Like, I have to set my boundaries.
Yeah.
But I think it's also important to, like, be there for your friend, you know? Like, if it's their birthday, it's a huge celebration.
Yeah.
Even if it's inconvenient for you, and maybe, like, you don't want to... I don't know what they're doing for their birthday.
You
don't
really
want to go to dinner with their friend. Like... You don't want to do that, but you suck it up and you do it. Because
this is not what we do.
But this is not what we do. And I think
that's... How did this happen?
Bad.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, something, like, it's, like, ripping away our community almost.
Mm-hmm. Like, your humanity.
Yeah.
Your empathy. Like...
Yeah, because it's, like, yes, I want to put me first. Yes, I'm thinking about, like, my feelings and, like... how comfortable I am and blah, blah, blah. But it's also, like, we are social people.
Yeah.
Like, that's what human beings are. And it's, like, if I'm not willing to, like, make certain sacrifices for my friends, and like family and partners, then like what? I don't know.
It's
there meaning?
So, this is such a crazy phenomenon. And I might like wager a guess and say I think it is potentially entirely just the digital age, because I've noticed some older people in my life will do this too.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not grow up that way. So what has the only thing that's really changed is the digital handheld devices, whatever. But I think more on like sacrificing things for people.
Yeah.
I can probably count so many different instances where I have put myself first this week.
Yeah.
For me, this is a pretty bad week, like studying wise.
Yeah.
So, but then I'm thinking like, I think, okay, also a product of capitalism, because we're all here to get a degree, to make money, to make money, get a job and make money. And that's what everything is centered around. That equals success and happiness, and I kind of agree with that. And so it's like the grind set. You are allowed to say, I can't do this because I'm studying for me so that I can get a degree and get a job and make money. Like, that is so, and everyone, oh, I get it. Oh, totally fine. Do your thing. But like, what if it's something important and you have to make sacrifices for your friends? I just wonder, like, what is the cost of us putting ourselves first?
Exactly.
And I can think of a lot of other things where I was like, I'm too tired. And yeah, like, I feel like you can discern, like, okay, is this really important?
Yeah.
Or, like, have I been doing, maybe I've been doing too much for other people. I sometimes go the other way, and I might be too much of a people pleaser, which is odd, and I think that could be a product of, like, making up for other people's individualism.
Yeah.
I'm just not a very, like, I don't have a very strong conviction in the way I live my life right now, so I will kind of make a lot of accommodations for other people.
Yeah.
But it's probably just because the general Gen Z is like,
I know, like, I feel like I'm accommodating other people because they're acting like they put themselves first, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but it's also definitely not a good thing. Like, it's like, it's neither, and it's definitely like a very, I wouldn't say neutral thing, but like a combination of good and bad.
I agree. And I think that, I don't know if it's like, it's not like, oh, someone started this, but sometimes it does feel like we're all feeding off of each other, because it's like, if my friend is going to say they need to study and they're not going to come to my birthday party, then I'm not going to go to their birthday party.
Exactly.
And oh, the next time they do something, I'm going to like, my mental health isn't good. And yeah, maybe that's true. But like, is it worth it to push through it?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's such a crazy statement to say. Like, I think that's a very polarizing question. Like, if you are in a bad place mentally, well, first of all, that didn't used to be a thing. That mental health was not a thing. So it's like, I don't know, but then part of me is like, but I really do believe in like letting people, it's so polarizing even for me.
I don't know. And like, I don't know, for me personally, I think I struggle with this a lot, especially because like, I feel like I will use like these things, like, oh, I need to study, like, I gotta put me first.
Yeah.
As an excuse for my bad behavior. And I think that is not good. And I see a lot of people doing this, too. And I don't think it's good. I don't know how to fix it. Like, maybe just be more aware of it. I don't know.
But I don't know how to, I don't know if it's something we can fix.
No.
I think the desire to make money and the grind set has such a hold on us. Like, I feel like also in the social media world, it's glorified. A lot of like influencers will be like, spending the whole day alone with me, taking myself out. Like, how is that normal? Like, I don't know. That should not, like, how are we alone so much? I just don't understand
either.
Like, and we're filming it, and we're putting it on the internet, and it's, like, we're glorifying it.
You're
like,
not alone.
If you're going to the gym at 6 a.m. by yourself, you're taking yourself out for a coffee, you're putting in the work, you're working 8 hours a day, I don't know. like, it feels very much like this grind, the grind set. I don't know if that's, like, vocabulary we need to define for our audience.
Yeah.
The grind mindset.
The grind mindset. But, the yeah, mindset. No. But I'm specifically talking about, like, and I guess I need to redefine this, too, but, like, bad behavior, like, in terms of, like, you start, like, shutting down in front of your friends and family. You start, like, lashing out at them. Like, maybe you just, like, I don't know. I don't even have
uncivil,
a better example.
Maybe. Like, uncalled for.
I don't know. Yeah, like, maybe you're, like, not... I don't have a better way of describing this, but, like, not following, like, social norms.
Complying.
Yeah.
With society.
Yeah. Because, like, maybe, like, life has gotten so stressful for you. It's, like, my bubble is just horrible. And I think that is something you can be conscious of and change.
Right.
And I think, like, I've been trying to work on that, especially, like, during the winter months when I was actually, like, I feel like I'm a horrible person right now. Oof. But, like, I can't just, like, blame it all on the weather. Like, I need to take accountability for it.
It's, yeah, I think we also give ourselves a lot of excuses. And I think they go in the forms. All I can think of right now is, like, exams. Oh,
yeah.
She has an exam. Don't talk to her. Why? How is that normal?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Why doesn't she have a study group? Like, what's up with that? Something. I don't know. But I know what you mean. Like, the bad behavior. And I just feel like, yeah, we are social creatures.
Yeah.
So if we're going to put ourselves... Like, it sucks to kind of wake up one day when you do need someone in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you've kind of... I don't know, ignored them, ghosted them, you're putting yourself first. Well, what if that's not a viable option one day? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
How to explain it.
It's like, again, with the whole sacrifice thing. Like, it always, like, makes up for itself. Like, your sacrifice.
Yeah.
Unless this other person is actually, like, a horrible person and you should cut off your relationship with them, with that small exception. If you make sacrifices for people, usually, like, they'll, like, make sacrifices for you,
way
too.
That it,
yeah,
like,
that's, like,
some kind of
reciprocity. Yeah, like, that's how people work.
Yeah, and I think that's not happening, and we're a little bit angry and bitter about it.
Yeah, because of the Gen Z mindset.
And I think, yes, we are... I think we are such a product of our environment, and there's really nothing we can do about that except self-reflect and take accountability on an individual level. Again, the individual.
Yeah.
But it's just the way to, like, do things around here these days. Like, we're not the CEOs of, like, major corporations. But we can take accountability. And, yeah, I think sacrifice... I don't know. I wish... I'm, like, watching the clock tick down. And I'm just, like, I want to say the right thing. I don't know. This is, like, a very... This has been coming up a lot.
Yeah.
I fear.
Yeah. It's like, it's hard to choose when is a good time to choose yourself compared to when it's a good time to sacrifice for someone else. Because it's not always easy to see the other person's priorities and fully recognize them. Because sometimes, like, your sacrifices, they might really matter to you, but
maybe
the other person doesn't recognize them.
Yeah, so it's kind of for nothing.
Yeah, so it goes both ways. So I think, like, maybe an important part of this is recognizing what you, like, appreciate being, like, sacrificed to you, and then, like, what the people around you appreciate as, like, sacrifices to them.
And it's not that hard to think about. Like, you might be thinking, how am I supposed to know what other people, what's important to them? I don't know. I think this is, like, a skill. But I really, like, it's just noticing, like, how do they react when I did this or that or whatever.
Yeah.
Things like, come on, we know
just
this.
Pay attention to your friends and your families and your relationships. Like, I think just paying attention.
You can tell. And I think it's something that very much can be subconscious, so maybe don't worry about it too much, but worry about making sure that what you're doing, it's hard to tell what the right call is, but I think a good general, like, in my not so experienced life, like doing things that kind of I'm not super, like I'm, there's something stopping me from wanting to do it. Like I'm nervous. There's a lot of things that could go wrong. I'm typically introverted, but I just feel, and this is usually relating to other people.
Yeah.
Doing hard things with other people, for other people,
yeah.
It always is a better outcome.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, like, seriously, I think about the first time, like, I used to not talk to anyone in my classes,
mm-hmm.
and then it started getting harder, and I was like, this isn't good. Like, I'm genuinely, like, a social creature. And I just remember, like, talking to my dad one day, and he's like, why don't you just, like, talk to people in your class?
Yeah.
Went into discussion, actually was like, what's your name? What, like, let's, and we got together and studied, and we're not friends anymore. Like, we don't sit together. We don't speak. Like, we might wave on the streets, but, like,
yeah.
It was worth it, and it was really scary, and it was really hard,
yeah.
but it was worth it.
Exactly.
And it was a sacrifice because I was uncomfortable. But it's not a sacrifice. Like, okay, that's a very niche little example. But,
yeah,
like, doing hard things,
yeah.
doing hard things is always worth it. Like, why doesn't everyone, like, I don't know, maybe this is, like, toxic. Like, why doesn't everyone run a marathon? Like, it's hard, and it's like,
hard.
Worth it. Like, if you train and you put in the time, it'll probably be a really positive experience for you. Again, with the individualism, but...
Yeah.
If you, you know, make a club, but like, it's a lot of work, but it's worth it, probably. I don't know. If you sign up to do that thing, like, I don't know.
And I just think, I just think, yeah, again, with the, like, why wouldn't you do it? Just because, like,
yeah,
I really believe that this is the easiest way to make your life easier.
Do it now,
or
people.
maybe the hardest way to make your life easier, or just like a way to make your life easier. Like, it can be
it's
as
like,
easy or as difficult as you make it out to be.
That's so true.
But it will definitely make your life easier if you just like take one small step. And
yes.
that's the thing with this kind of thing. Like, it's a choice-based
yeah.
thing, which I think makes it harder for a lot of people, just because like when something so big is like fully in your control, you get a little scared sometimes.
That's true.
But it really does like impact your life, and I don't think
yeah.
there are any negatives to it.
No, I mean, yeah, do hard things because it builds resilience and like grit if you do hard things, and it's really, that's like a skill, because I think if we all like truly resorted to ourselves, I feel like me and a lot of, like, we'd be scrolling on our phones inside for, like, hours.
Yeah, and then the question is, like,
is
that even you?
That's
like,
not.
That's not you. That's just
that's
you,
literally
like, leaning into your comfort zone.
The easiest way out.
Yeah.
The easiest way.
And that's
way.
Not, like, what life is about.
No, I think it's about getting outside of your comfort zone. Say yes more. Like, I don't know. It's really tricky when it's so out of our control in a way. And when everyone else might be falling into the trap of individualism and prioritizing themselves. But you can do small things.
Yeah.
Because
at the end of the day, the only person you have control over is yourself.
So, real, mic drop. Yeah. I mean, again, I can just think of... Like, right now, it's really uncomfortable for me to, like, read a book. Because I'm not used to it. Well, I've been reading for a few years now, but maybe a few years ago, it would have been like, oh, a book. I don't know how to read. But now it's like, okay,
That's
I'm
so
doing
funny.
Something hard, and I really am like better off. And it's hard. I
yeah.
want to just get in bed and watch YouTube. But there's something to be said about forcing it in the beginning. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. You have to force things sometimes. Do the hard things. Lean outside of your comfort zone. And then I also want to say really quickly, I think a lot of people will lean outside of their comfort zone very minorly and then overcompensate by being like,
oh,
okay,
yeah.
I'm never going outside again.
Yeah.
Like, that was too much for me. Like, you're fine. I don't know.
It's
I know.
Okay.
Take baby steps. Maybe you shouldn't have gotten that overwhelmed.
I know.
I don't know. I feel like I'm not in a place to give advice anymore.
I don't know. I just think, like, yeah, like, reaction and just, like, being conscious of your reactions to things is also also important.
Yeah.
And that applies to, like, what we've been talking about this whole time, I guess. But, yeah.
Yeah. Selfishness.
Selfishness.
Is it selfish? That is a bad connotation.
Yeah. I think,
but
yeah.
Maybe it should.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe it should. Maybe we are selfish. But I also don't think, like, being selfless is, like, possible for anybody.
Right. I mean, yeah.
Like, people use it to describe people, but it's, like,
they're selfless. That's, like, the moral dilemma of, like, are we doing good things for other people to feel good about ourselves? That's
yeah,
a whole rabbit hole.
Exactly.
Like, do we do that volunteer thing to help other people just to feel like, oh, well, I volunteer.
Yeah,
so
I don't know.
I'm a better person than you.
I don't know. But, yeah, like, yeah. Is selflessness just, like, a good thing all the time? Who knows?
Maybe it's not, and maybe people are too, yeah, people are too selfless as well. So tricky. I feel like this was a good ramble session. I don't know.
I think, yeah, we should end here. Isn't there someone after us?
Yeah, we need to do our logs, guys.
So, yeah,
get out of here. Ugh, leave.
Yeah, bye, guys. See you next week. Or listen to us next week.
Listen to us next week. We'll never see you because we're a radio show.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, now.
Bye bye.
Every time I try to make lunch for anyone else.